Ohio real estate headlines. Franklin County building permits, what OH residential pros need to know. The Franklin County Building Department issues permits for 1, 2, and 3-family residential structures and associated development, while commercial building permits are issued by the state of Ohio under the 2019 Residential Code of Ohio. OH real estate professionals need to understand this permit split to guide clients correctly through residential versus commercial project approvals in Franklin County. Visit the Franklin County Building page to verify permit requirements before listing or developing residential properties. Ohio real estate headlines. Columbus agency breaks down standard realtor commission rates for OH pros. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge 5 to 6% of the home sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, with notes on negotiable rates. OH real estate professionals can use this commission benchmark from a top Columbus agency to inform their own pricing conversations with sellers and buyers. Review the Wilcutt Group's commission structure guidance at the source link to stay competitive in your local market. Ohio real estate headlines. Franklin County OH building permits, 7 to 10 day timeline after plan approval. Franklin County issues building permits 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with public water and sewer access. Real estate professionals in OH need to factor this permit timeline into project schedules and client expectations for Franklin County developments. Share this timeline with developers and investors for Franklin County projects. https://diu.franklincountyohio.gov businessdevelopment/developmentplanning/building permits. Ohio real estate headlines. Columbus building permits, what OH real estate pros need to know. Columbus offers a permitting process that authorizes contractors or homeowners to begin work after submitting an application and required plans for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand Columbus permit timelines and requirements to accurately advise clients on project feasibility and closing timelines. Review permit application requirements at the source URL to help clients plan ahead. Ohio real estate headlines. Franklin County OH consolidates property tax and parcel tools for realtors. Franklin County, Ohio has combined property tax information, parcel search, real estate filings, and record search into a single online hub for resident services. Real estate professionals in OH can now streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing multiple county property offices through one centralized portal. Bookmark this Franklin County resource to speed up your next property search. https://franklincountyohio.gov/resident-services/property. Ohio real estate updates. Ohio average realtor commission update. What pros need to know for 2026. A new resource breaks down what sellers pay in real estate commission in Ohio and explores ways to reduce costs. Understanding current commission trends helps Ohio agents position their value and stay competitive in evolving fee conversations with clients. Review the 2026 Ohio Commission data at the link to inform your pricing strategy and client discussions. Ohio real estate updates. What Ohio real estate pros should know about average commission rates. HomeLight breaks down the average Ohio real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding benchmark commission rates helps Ohio agents price their services competitively and communicate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller savings tips at https://wwhomelight.com/average real estate commission rate-ohio/ohio real estate updates. Ohio commission rates projected at 5.5% to 6% for 2026 as flat fee competition heats up. A new Huzio analysis projects that traditional real estate commissions in Ohio will remain at 5.5% to 6% in 2026, while highlighting that sellers using flat fee MLS services could save approximately $15,000. Ohio agents and brokers should monitor how flat-fee competitors like Huzio are positioning themselves against traditional commission structures in your market. Review the full commission breakdown at https://w.com/real-estate-commissions-in-ohio/ to benchmark your pricing strategy. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy-vis lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.